Thanks so much for joining us as we continue the Advent season devotionals. We are looking at hope. We're going to look at Galatians chapter 3, 21 through 22 in just a second. Let me give a few introductory thoughts to this passage. So from malice to murder, from lust to lying, adultery to avarice, the whole world is a prisoner to sin. From greed to gossip, from immoral thoughts to immoral desires to immoral actions, the whole world is a prisoner of sin. Jesus said that all these evils come from inside and make a man unclean in Mark chapter 7. Because of the sin inside us, the law shows us the way to hope, the certain promises of God. Here's what Paul told the Galatians, chapter 3, 21, 22. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Paul says, certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But Scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise of faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Paul is saying the law does not contradict God's promises. Rather, it moves us to God's promises. The law is like a road to hope. And at the end of that road, we find our hope in Jesus alone. Paul explains that the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ, that we may be justified by faith. So, have you been justified by faith? Have you given up trying to get to God by keeping His commandments and always failing? Have you allowed your failure to lead you to hope? To Jesus, whose work on the cross provides forgiveness and cleanses us and justifies us? If you haven't been justified by faith, that is, declared not guilty, that's what justification means, declared not guilty and accredited with the sinless life of Jesus, please pray the following prayer with me. Father, I've tried to keep the commandments. I've tried to do good works, check all the religious boxes, and I'm still empty and hopeless and still far from you. Today I acknowledge that the law is my teacher to lead me to you. The law leads me to Jesus, my great hope, my certain confidence, and today I trust in Him. Right now I trust in Jesus alone as the only way to have a relationship with the living God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.